This is the Wally Show podcast with Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. You can always find us at wayfm.com/Wally or stream us live every weekday morning through the WayFM app.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. It's not news. Think of it more as news-ish. It's The Wally Show.
The COVID pandemic pretty much put a damper on things this time last year, causing many to cancel any holiday get-togethers or parties they had planned. It was just kind of boring and sad. But now, with experts claiming vaccinated people are safe to celebrate the Christmas season with others who are also vaccinated, many Americans are going all out this year with party planning.
Oh, yes. We've already done our Christmas party at work, and it was fun.
Yeah.
Unspoken played. They will come at the drop of a hat to help us out. Phenomenal.
They did so good.
Yeah.
And just with, like, the four guys that were there, it was amazing what they could do. And according to an article I found, the average cost party hosts are planning to spend on their get-together to ensure a good time. This means great food, drinks, and gifts for your guests.
Yeah.
$760.
Really? Don't tell Unspoken that, because I don't think we paid them. they're like, wait a minute, what?
Wait, what?
Wow.
That's a lot of money to just drop.
It is.
But I get it to some degree, because I'm supposed to be going to a holiday party on Monday night.
Okay.
And so...
is it one like Friends?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I think there's supposed to be around 20, 25 people there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I get it, because it's a lot of fun, and it's a once in a year thing.
Yeah, it's not Lifetime. You almost said Lifetime.
It's a once in a year thing.
Yeah.
So,
This year you want to celebrate even more, because
exactly.
It's a little more normal. You know?
But $760?
Yeah. I know we have our Christmas party for the show on Friday on the show. And are you planning on spending that amount of money on this, Rock?
No.
She's like, I'm bringing hash around my casserole, and that's it. $3.50 feeds eight.
And my present.
Yeah, exactly.
My presents.
Yeah, your presence is not your present.
Right.
There better be some gifts for me. All right, well, there you go. Something to look for is see if you can beat that. See if you can come in under the average this year and still create a holiday party. Etsy, YouTube, all those great resources to try and do that and save a little money. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and part of the fun of Christmas is giving gifts, and as a kid, I just remember so many times, like, you just, as you're unwrapping something, your heart is literally about to explode, you're like, this is going to be the best thing ever, I cannot believe this, and you rip open the packaging, and it's from a box you don't recognize, and you're like, okay, I got it, and then somebody's over-taped the box, and you're pulling through the thing, and you rip it apart, and you're thinking, okay, and there's no air holes, so it can't be a puppy, but it's got to be something equally as awesome, and you rip it open, and you're like, underwear? Why?
Why do people think that's a good gift for
it's
a kid?
Like, Mom, Dad, you have to buy me this stuff anyway.
Right.
Like, somewhere there's a rule.
Don't buy me necessities.
Yes, I don't want this now, you know? Like, maybe next week, fine, we'll go shopping together. We'll make some decisions. We'll do a group purchase here.
Yeah.
But for Christmas, don't wrap it up.
I always hated when I would see a box under the tree that had my name on it, and it was shaped like a clothes box.
Yeah.
You know, the ones where they're flat
just
and
long,
they're thin.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't want clothes.
As a kid, yeah. Now you're like, oh,
yeah,
nice.
Now I wouldn't mind.
Yeah, so here's what I am curious about. Like, what is the worst Christmas present you ever got that you could have been with as a child or even as an adult? Because sometimes we get it wrong as adults. Like, I try to do something significant for my wife every year. Like, I get her a bunch of fun things, but then I try to get her one thing that she'll really like, or things that I've made for her that I know she'd really like. I've missed the mark a couple times.
No.
Yeah, a couple times I thought, oh, she's going to love this. And then even I'm like, man, what was I thinking? That was dumb. You know? As she opens it, I'm like, oh, that looks
like,
way worse than I thought it was going to look.
I hope you kept the receipt.
Yeah, last month when I made this, I remember this being way cooler. So I am curious about that for you. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. I remember one time I made her this calendar, this wooden calendar, to mark off days. And I don't even remember what the significance of the days were. And
oh, my word.
Yeah, and recently I was able to use that wooden calendar to prop up something else I was making.
Okay.
Aww.
Yeah,
so, that's sad.
Yeah, you can see that was not the gift that landed. Totally. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. I'd love to hear your stories. Now, again, whether you were a kid or an adult, just the worst Christmas present you ever got. 855-33-WAY-FM. Now, have you ever gotten a present for Christmas that you had to fake excitement over because it just wasn't a good one?
Well, I didn't fake excitement. It was a pooper scooper from my now ex-husband.
Oh, my goodness. Was this the reason for the breakup of the relationship?
Oh, no, no, no.
No, it's just an example of where the relationship went.
Why would any man think that was a good idea to give as a gift?
I can tell you.
I'd like to hear, Wally.
Okay, well, here it is. It's something you probably complained about, didn't enjoy doing. It was a task that's not fun, and you're rocking around with a little bag. And so in his mind, he was like, you know what? I love this lady. I don't want to see her bending over and using her hand to scoop poop. So I'm going to get her a pooper scooper, and it'll make her life better. Like, I think that's probably the intention.
I think that's pretty close.
That's how we think as guys.
But don't you hear how crazy that sounds?
No, it all sounded perfect in my head. Even as I said it, I'm like, yeah, this makes perfect sense. What was the problem? Have you ever gotten a gift that was less than desirable for Christmas?
Unfortunately, yes, I have.
What was it and who was it from?
So it was from my husband.
Of course.
He's probably listening this morning on his way to work, so this will be fun conversation later. He bought me a pair of oversized men's black sweatpants from, like, the dollar store because I always wore his, so he was sure that I wanted my own.
That makes sense, and he wanted you to have your own because he's tired of you wearing his.
So, yeah, we have a fast rule now that he's never to buy me anything from the men's department.
That's so funny, but why were you wearing his in the first place then?
Well, it's kind of romantic, you know, when you wear your husband's clothes, like a t-shirt or whatever. They're easy and fast to get on, but...
For the record, we don't feel the same way as men. It's more of an inconvenience. You're like, where are my pants? Oh, she's got them again.
Well, he hasn't made that mistake twice, actually. He just doesn't buy me clothes anymore.
Oh, yeah. Buying clothes for your wife is really, really, really dangerous. It's because it can go wrong so many ways if you get the wrong size.
I can understand this because you might say, well, she might be hurt if I get her a large.
Right. Even if she needs it.
Even if she needs it. But then you get a medium, and then she's like, well, you're lying to me. You're just being ridiculous, and now I have to return it.
Or she feels guilty because she can't fit in.
Exactly. That's exactly it. And so that's why you just go with the giant black sweatpants. All right, Carolyn, you're up. What was the worst Christmas gift you ever got?
Actually, I've gotten two. Our first year of marriage, 29 years ago, I got my husband a gold herringbone necklace, and he got me a chia pet.
Okay, chia pets are great gifts, but that's a little bit of inequity there. Betty Rock has a chia pet of Bob Ross that I bought her. She still hasn't used it yet.
It's not Bob Ross, it's...
Richard Simmons.
Richard Simmons, yeah. Yes. I haven't used it yet, but I'm definitely going to. I mean, to me... That makes sense as a gift between friends.
Exactly.
But if it's your husband and you got him jewelry,
25 years later, I told you I had come home doing errands and I didn't finish them all. He asked, why didn't I finish them? And I said, well, it was very, very cold. So instead of buying me a coat, he bought me a box of hot hands on Christmas Eve that was underneath the tree. So Christmas Day, when all the 50% off, I went and bought me a full-length cashmere coat.
Oh, cashmere. Oh, you upped the game
nice.
There.
Nice.
Yep, hot hands and chia pets.
How long have you been married?
29 years.
29 years. Well, congratulations on that, and it's your fault by now. Like, he showed his cards early.
He was so sincere. God bless him.
Have you ever been on the receiving end of a gift that's not so great?
Oh, yes. My husband one year decided we really, really needed one, and for some reason, I guess he thought he didn't know what else to get me, but he got me a toilet seat.
Okay, now, Betty Rock, you're laughing, but Debbie, is this something you use every day? It's very practical.
That's what he said.
Yeah, exactly. That's how we think. I'm telling you.
I was not too happy, however.
Well, I don't blame you, Debbie. I would have smacked him upside the head with it.
Okay, well, let's talk this through for a minute. Let's say you needed a new seat because the other one wasn't doing so well and it pinched your hiney. That's not enjoyable. And so now
no.
you've got a brand new one and you'll think of him every day.
Oh, my goodness, yes. That is true. But it still was not an enjoyable gift.
No. I mean, yeah, it's needed. He should have just bought it to begin with. That, don't make that a Christmas gift.
And he was happy about it. He was so excited.
It just goes to show men are so dumb when it comes to this kind of stuff.
No, we're just practical. Like, it's like, this makes sense. It's it solves a need, and that's what we want to do
it
is help solve your problems. Sometimes we create a few new problems, as is the case with ungrateful Debbie here. Henry Ford once wisely said, "Whether you think you can or you can't, you're right." And I love that concept because it really does go to your perspective. If you think you can do something, you can do it. But if you don't believe you can, you're going to fail. And that was the case for this mom who finished her college degree 30 years after she started.
Wow.
There was a time where she was like, yeah, I can't finish it and I can't fit it in with life. And she took a break, a pause. But then she decided, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to go back to school. I'm going to finish my degree. She did it and she wants to become a teacher now, you know, even all these years later, which I think is so great. She thought that she could and she did. That's what's important.
And I think a lot of moms out there don't make themselves a priority. They want to put their kids first, which is great. That's understandable. But what about making 2021 your year where you make yourself a priority and go get that education that you've always wanted at Colorado Christian University, where you can get faith-based learning? I went to CCU myself and got everything I needed straight online, got a degree in healthcare administration and psychology. And I'm so glad now, looking back, that I did it.
And she's a better believer.
Wait, what?
No, I can't say it with a straight face.
Just go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And you can email your back-to-school question for Wally and Betty Rock to answer at wallyccu@gmail.com.
If it's important to your family,
we have something very exciting to tell you that you have never heard before. Yeah!
Then it matters to us on The Wally Show.
If you worry about your kids' online health, you know, and what they're doing and how they're spending their time with their face glued to their phone, Instagram announced a slew of updates today to help protect teens inside of their app, at least.
I'm glad to see that because, unfortunately, you know, parents, while they need to be there, sometimes life just gets in the way. So,
well, they have things like take a break feature. If someone's been scrolling for a certain amount of time, the app will ask them to take a break from Instagram. Then they also suggest they set reminders to take more breaks in the future. And it shows them expert back tips. Like, that's what kids like to reflect and have them reset. That one's pretty much pointless unless you shut down the app. Like, you've been on it for 8 hours and then it just goes, okay, we're going to bed now. And it shuts down.
Right.
That would work because then a kid would lose its mind.
Right.
But they have a couple other things like they're taking a stricter approach to what they recommend to teens on the app via the Explore and hashtags and suggested accounts. That's good because they control the narrative. They control what you're being exposed to and what you're seeing. And so if they're going to be more proactive in this, that's a good thing. And this is one of the things I think could be the biggest help is it will stop people from tagging or mentioning teens that don't follow them. So you can't just totally put someone on blast that's not following you and just, you know, do what kids do and cyber bully someone, you know, if they're not following you, because at least then they're going to see what you've said versus it doing all behind their back.
That's all a great, great ideas.
They're also, you know, going to start nudging teens towards different topics if they've been on one for a while. Because again, when they're feeding you the content, it's easy to get one track and one mind.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And so they're saying if you've constantly spent time looking at this one thing, it's going to push you and divert you away from it versus deepening you and furthering you in it. So,
wow, okay. Yeah, so if we can't look out for ourselves, Facebook will look out for us.
Well, see, that's just the thing. That's all great, but it's still not a substitute for being involved in your child's life and their online life. And it's easy. It's not easy because it comes with strong emotions. It comes with tears, you know, when you're trying to limit your kids' activity and stuff. But ultimately, it's not up to Instagram to protect our kids. That's our job, you know, and it takes being diligent and doing the hard, uncomfortable work with your kids to truly, try to protect them and give them what they need when they need it, and unlock this world, the online world, for them in phases and in doses to keep them from just getting inundated with it all at once and overwhelmed. So there you go. They're also going to do some parent things next year, too, to help out as well. So at least they're moving in the right direction to help keep your kids safer online. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and when you hear songs like this, you're like, yes, that's how I should feel during the holidays. I should feel like we need a little Christmas, and it's fun and exciting and shopping, and you just can't get there mentally because the holidays hurt, you know? Not everybody, and I think it's a good reminder for us that maybe we're not in that place of the holidays hurting, but it's a good reminder that while we're celebrating, that's not the case for everybody. You know, for a lot of people, this is a time of pain or loss or hurt. And so we wanted to take a minute out of all of the fun and the celebrating that we're doing through this to give a voice to people that are like, hey, here's why this time is tough for me. And I think that helps breed empathy for other people that maybe don't have your same experience right now and can then better understand you or the people in their lives that can't seem to wrap their head around being happy at holiday or just aren't able to be happy in the holidays.
And maybe it could help just by knowing that you've been heard.
Yeah.
Like you telling your story and knowing that someone cares, that you don't have to put on this facade of I'm happy, I'm joyful, when really deep down you're not. Of course, it's important to remember, you know, the main reason for the season,
right,
kind of thing, but that doesn't, You still want to be heard when you're going through something so painful. So, of course, we want to hear those stories, and we're having this conversation on our Facebook page, and you can join along with so many others that are commenting on it, facebook.com/Wally Show.
So 855-33-WAY-FM is the phone number. That's how you can always be part of the show. We love having you on with us, and this is your chance, a little free therapy too, you know, to get something out. Because sometimes, man, when you hold it up inside and you hide it from people, there's something really liberating and free about saying it out loud. And maybe it's the first time you've said it out loud. Hey, I'm not happy. I don't enjoy this. But to everybody else at work or in your life, they think, oh, you're the perfect Christmas person. You got the sweaters and everything, but that's just not where your head's at mentally. We'd love to hear your story now. 855-33-WAY-FM. So what's yours?
In October, I had a fly out to California, where I'm from, to say goodbye to my mom. She passed away on October 14th, so this Christmas will be the first one without her.
Yeah, the first one's always the hardest. I lost my dad 3 years ago, right around Christmas, and you think about them, and I can tell you this, it's hard the first year because you're just thinking of the loss, but in my experience, each year has gotten better because instead of focusing on the loss, I'm reminded of the good things of him. And yes, I miss him, but then my mind tends to focus more on the fun things that we used to do during Christmas. Or I see the good in it now, but the first year is definitely hard.
Yeah, you know, a question that keeps going through my mind is how do I live in a world without her in it?
Yeah, the answer to that is you just do. You know, my wife lost her mom 17 years ago, and there's not a day that goes by that my wife doesn't miss her. You know, you have to find those moments where you just think about them and kind of even talk to them. You know, hey, mom, you know, I miss you today. But your life doesn't stop, and it can't stop.
Right. You know, I've done that so many times. My daughter and I were out shopping last night, and we saw something that just looked like my mom, and I said, oh, we have to call Nana, and then I just stopped. And she looked at me, and she knew. But we're getting by day, but we sure miss her.
Absolutely. And I think the more you miss somebody, that just shows you the hole they left in your life. And it was the fact that they mattered so much to you. So there's even a little bit of joy in that extra pain, knowing that this person was loved, valued, treasured in your life. You know, if it didn't hurt, then they wouldn't matter as much to you.
Right.
Hey, I hope you have a great Christmas, too, and you find some happy memories and some good moments to celebrate your mom this season.
Thank you so much.
What is it for you that kind of makes the holidays hurt?
I would say for me personally, it's grief and sorrow. I've lost all of my immediate family. And as painful as that is, I have this blessing
from my husband's family, and they're the most wonderful, caring, loving, supportive people that could be in my life. I couldn't ask for anything better.
But even as great as they are, it's still not your mom or your dad.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They don't take the place, but they definitely ease the pain. And a lot of people suffer, you know, at this time of the year, because so many people are so joyous and so excited, and you know, you want to be, and you're not faking it. You know, you want that for yourself as well. But some days, you know, it's just like, hey, I'm having a hard time. And that's life.
Yeah, and that's why we're talking about this, because I think it's a good reminder for people that are in that obliviously happy space to realize that other people aren't, and to have empathy for them and to be mindful of the people that are having a hard time during the holidays.
Yeah, it's really important. It's really important to support each other.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And from time to time, we compete on the show. We're very competitive people by nature. And Betty Rock, especially when it comes to me. Like, Betty Rock is not competitive with most people in her life, but with me, she most certainly is.
Because if you win, I will never hear the end of it.
Yeah.
You just think you're high and mighty,
I'm
so
amazing.
I have to knock you down a bit.
I'm pretty amazing when it comes to a lot of things.
Once again,
but,
Exhibit A.
We recently did a song battle where we try to guess different genres of songs, and this was 2000 pop songs. I completely met my match in this one.
Yes.
Oh, here's just a little example of it.
Go. Kelly Clarkson, Since You've Been Gone.
Since you've been gone!
Ooh, I missed that. That was my fault. I missed that one.
It always is.
I can't breathe for the first time. Some of it on. Yeah, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
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 I'm not in voice right
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
I'm a little sore today.
Thanks again.
I'd like to get one right.
Now I get what I want.
Voice of an angel,
Thank you. People have
said about me.
No, about me.
You destroyed me in
this. Thank you.
I think I might have gotten one right. I mean, it was.
And
it was,
I let you get that one right.
I do believe that was the case. It was a shellacking. But then we have other people that are doing this as well. It wasn't just me and Betty. It's other artists and things like that. So it's fun to put them against each other to see how they do
it.
Yeah,
I know. Rhett Walker made it on.
Rhett Walker's amazing.
Yes.
He's awesome. So yes. You can check that out and have a little fun with it.
That's right. I am doing it right now. I'm going to post it to our Facebook page. Just go to facebook.com/Wally Show and you can see it right there.
Christmas is a time for family. Hey, it's Wally, and no one knows that better than my friend Ryan and his family of faith-based mortgage professionals at United Faith Mortgage. Besides living out their faith and the way that they do business and how they treat you, there's one more thing that really makes them different from other mortgage companies.
Our biggest thing is customer service. My father works here, my mother, my brother, my aunt, and when you call us up, you'll get us. You'll be working with us throughout the entire process.
And they take the hassle out of the process. So if your gingerbread house needs some new icing for the roof, you could pull money out of your house to do some updates and maybe even reduce your monthly payment at the same time. That's not always the case, but that was the case for me. And the best part is there's no guesswork. There's no shaking your home like a Christmas present just trying to figure out what's in there. Ryan and his family at United Faith Mortgage will treat you like family, and they will let you know exactly what options you have. United Faith Mortgage. Start online. Call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
It's today's Music Insider with Gavin.
TMI. TMI, my friends.
I'm sure that when Christmas hits, artist Jordan Felice hears the cliche, you know, oh, Felice Navidad, like as often as he goes out.
Betty just got it.
Betty!
I just didn't put the two together, but I like that. That's good.
That's so awesome. And here's what I love about that. Like, she's not messing around. Like, that
I know.
Is genuine surprise. Like, wait, what?
Yeah,
I love that.
Felice. I'm glad Felice that just happened.
Yeah.
Wait, what does Felice mean? Happy?
Yeah. Yeah.
So his name is Jordan Happy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How great cute is that?
And it works for him, too.
Yeah.
Jordan Happy.
I ran into him because he hasn't done a lot of Christmas music until recently. And I ran into him and he was talking about doing a few Christmas dates this year. And we were supposed to do something Wally Jolly with him. And then we couldn't because of COVID. But it was like, I'm like, you should call your tour Jordan Navidad. And just let people put in the Feliz themselves. Because it's too obvious. Jordan Feliz Navidad. Take the obvious out of it and call it Jordan Navidad. But then Betty Rock just like... Feliz. Oh my gosh. Maybe he needs it in there, you know?
That's so great. But I mean, that could have been like the first song he ever wrote just to live into his namesake, should've. But he never did until just a couple of weeks ago. He released his version of Feliz Navidad, and personally, I actually like it a lot.
I'm dying to hear this for two reasons. One, Feliz Navidad is my daughter's favorite Christmas song,
so
we sing it all the time at the top of our lungs. But I've never not liked anything Jordan Feliz has done, and I have not heard this, so I'm really excited to hear this.
I think this is cool because like a lot of his songs, he's always pumping the high notes. This one, he actually kind of sticks a little bit in a comfy range.
All right, well, let's hear it.
Feliz Navidad.
That you do not expect.
Yeah, it kind of has a boy band feel to it, doesn't it?
So does he.
Yeah.
With a hat. He's a boy band with a hat. No, it's very orchestral and just big. Because the original song is really small. Wow.
Kind of build it up. It's kind of like Michael Bublé.
Yeah, it does have a little bit of that
Michael
feel to
Bublé
it.
Meets NSYNC.
Yes, and that's exactly what that song is by Jordan Feliz. So there you go. That's going to do it for your TMI. Thank you, Gavin.
I came here in a time machine that you invented.
Great Scott.
Now I need your help to get back in time.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Now, normally when we play this, we're going back in time for Flashback Friday and we're playing a song, but that's not the case today. We're doing a little bit earlier because it is a national Be a Time Traveler Day, okay? So if you wish you were a time traveler, this would be your day. And we're kind of tying this into Christmas as well. You know, the Ghost of Christmas Past kind of thing.
Oh, I'm the Ghost of Christmas Past. How about Lisa?
What if you... Thank you. Great imitation, by the way.
Thank you.
So,
bah, humbug.
For National Pretend to Be a Time Traveler Day, if you could go back in time to a Christmas long ago, or maybe last year, you know, would you choose to relive it because it was so awesome, or redo it because it was anything but awesome?
Yeah, because it could be that, you know, Christmas where the dog got loose, took the turkey, and grandma tripped, and oh gosh.
I would want to relive that because that sounds awesome.
No, you want to redo that one.
Okay, sorry.
Oh,
I would want to go back to a time when I was a kid and my dad was playing with my toy from Santa before I got up and he ran the batteries all the way down.
And you want to relive that or redo that?
I want to redo that.
Yes,
because I would like to have full battery strength for my toy on my day. You know, so 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's how you can always be on the show. We love, love, love having you on and sharing your stories and stuff. But, I mean, it can be silly or serious. It doesn't matter because it's your story, honestly. And so if you could go back in time, you know, Christmas past, what is one that you would relive or redo? Your choice. 855-33-WAY-FM, and we will take yours right now. Is there a Christmas that you want to go back to and relive, you know, because it was so awesome, or redo it because it needed to be changed?
Relive.
Oh, really? So it was a good one. What was it?
So when I was little, my mom worked at a pet store, and there was a bird that only had one leg. And so I was really excited. I love this bird, helped take care of it. And my mom said, well, maybe we'll get it for Christmas. And we went back on Christmas Eve, and somebody else had purchased the bird, and I was so sad. And so then I get up on Christmas morning, and I'm kind of opening my presents, and I hear a chirping, and behind my grandfather's recliner is this bird.
Oh, that's great. So they surprised you with it.
They did, and I loved that bird. I took her everywhere. Even to school, I would take her on show and tell.
Really?
What was her name?
Eileen, because it had one leg.
Oh. I'm sorry, Lisa. I apologize for his behavior. He hasn't grown up. What was the bird's name?
AJ.
AJ.
Not as good, is it?
No, that's cute. Is AJ still around or no?
No, she passed away a couple of years ago, but she lived to be almost 25.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
That is
well,
awesome.
Next year, if we do this again, you can call back and want to relive this moment of the Eileen
right?
joke.
Absolutely.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to relive a great event.
Oh, I love it. Boy, people are finding the silver lining and the joy of Christmas past today. So what's yours?
When I was 16, my father planned the same exact gift for me and my mother. We were opening them all at the same time, and they were all Parisian themed. And I said, throw in a trip to Paris, and this will be the greatest Christmas ever. The last gift was a ticket to Paris.
No Whoa. Way. See, that is amazing. Like, I love giving gifts, and I like that surprise gift that comes out at the end. And this year, I have a gift for my wife and my daughter. It's the same gift for both of them. It's wrapped in a box. It has, because we each have our own wrapping paper, it has half of it wrapped for Haley and half for my wife. And after hearing your story about tickets to Paris, they are going to be so disappointed.
I was like, you're going to tell them they have tickets to Paris?
Nope, not even close. So I hope they didn't hear this.
And now for some good news.
That's right. It's good news giddy up here on Way FM on the Wally Show, because the world can be a hard place for sure. But there is a lot of good news, and that's why we do this. Three rapid-fire good news stories coming at you. We're going to start with you, Gavin. Good news, giddy up, go.
There was a guy in Colorado who was fostering a dog, and he came up with a fun way to get it adopted. So to make the dog stand out, he taught it to balance random things on its head, which is
nice.
Super cute. Includes a muffin, a loaf of bread, and a half gallon of milk.
Whoa, nice.
I don't think I could do that. And so he posted this video online.
I would adopt you, Gavin.
Thank you.
Even if you couldn't put a gallon of milk on your head.
I should start practicing. But that dog got scooped up immediately after he posted this video online.
Oh, that's awesome. So, there you go. Yeah, you got to be creative. Market that that pound pet. Betty Rock, what do you got? Good news, giddy up, go.
Well, we know cats are different creatures. You can't teach them to balance things because they won't listen to you. All they have is murder on their mind.
Yes.
But firefighters in Phoenix, they helped rescue a kitten that was trapped in a storm drain for over a week.
Oh, no.
But they were able to get it out, and it sounds like the firefighters might adopt the kitten.
I hope so.
They
should give it like a cool firefighter name, you know, like from the station or something. That'd be
Phoenix.
Good too. Oh, I like that.
Really cool name.
Yeah. And they're from Phoenix. That makes sense.
Oh, hey, look at that.
Seriously?
Daddy. I was just thinking of the firebird.
Of a cat rising from the storm drain. Like, I have no
idea. No,
that's
great. It kills two birds with one stone. Man, I'm great at this.
You are the best accidental genius of anyone I've ever met. I absolutely love it.
Thank you.
And you might not know this, but Airbnb actually has a nonprofit arm where people who do Airbnbs for vacation rentals and stuff like that can put up their places for refugees.
Which is kind of cool.
It's like a charity kind of thing, a philanthropic program. And in its first year, they helped provide over 100,000 first responders with housing during the pandemic, which is crazy. 7,600 Afghan refugees. And they pledged another 12,500 to resettle this next year. So kind of cool, man. I like that.
That is awesome.
I never knew that existed, but it's cool when you find good things and people being good to each other. And that's why we do a little good news giddy up. This is such a great time of year where we get to start thinking about Christmas right around the corner. And it's never too early to start thinking about ways that you can actually do something to help somebody in need. That's why I love that we've partnered with Food for the Hungry and the Chicken of the Month Club. Now, this is a subscription-based option, kind of like you do like Socks of the Month and things like that. This is where you can send two chickens to a family in need for only $28 a month. And you might be thinking, why chickens? I don't even know the first thing to do if someone gave me a chicken. I'd be like, what do I do with this? But these people in these developing countries, they know how to maximize that resource.
Yeah, and one other good thing about having chickens is that they lay eggs. I mean, I'm pretty sure, not that I know much about chickens, but that they lay eggs every day, I believe.
A lot of eggs, yes.
So,
Don't quote her on that.
That's helpful.
And that's how families can earn extra income, by selling eggs. Plus, the nutrition for families that deal with food insecurity, don't tell the chickens about that, but it's a great source of protein. And they can also sell the chicks to other families as well. And so there's another income opportunity as a side hustle for them as well.
Another great thing about chickens is that they multiply pretty fast. So when they're selling those baby chicks, the families can get the income that they need that can help them reach their goal even quicker.
And another thing I love about this, it's not a hand out, it's a hand up. And if that kind of resonates with you, it's a great thing to do this holiday season. You can help provide 2 chickens every month to a family for just $28 a month. You can check it out at fh.org/Wally Show. That's fh.org/Wally Show, or text the word chicken to 91979. That's chicken to 91979. We'll send you a link.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Everyone who was anyone, they were at the 2021 People's Choice Awards that were televised live on TV for the world to view.
Explains why we weren't there. None of us.
Right. And while it was a big night for many A-listers, it couldn't compare to the night a Make-A-Wish recipient, Shoshana, had when the Dwayne The Rock Johnson invited her up on stage with him.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
As he accepted the People's Champion Award.
Guys, this is Shoshana. Say hello. This is a total surprise. I met her earlier. I told her how inspired I was by her story. She is a survivor. She has fought literally for her life. She has inspired her family, her friends.
That's cool.
You represent everything that it means to be a People's Champion. So this is for you.
Thank you for this. I didn't expect this at all.
That's awesome. See, that's the kind of thing, like Dwayne The Rock Johnson, he's morphed himself from that wrestler persona to an actor and philanthropist. Like, he seems like a nice guy, you know?
Yeah.
But the thing I like about this is because celebrities partner all the time with Make-A-Wish, and I love it. It's great. Mm-hmm. Like, I love when they do that to, you know, make a wish come true for one of these kids with these diseases. But I like even more that he just found someone and kind of haphazardly met them and mm-hmm. then turned it into a moment not about him but about this person, because he's got enough awards to last him a lifetime, but then did something that this girl will never forget.
Right, exactly.
That's
kinda
cool.
I think it is awesome. Definitely the winning part of the whole night.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, yeah. That proves why he's a People's Champion, too. Look at that. Yeah, there
Not
you go.
Him, Shoshana.
Well, yeah, but him, too, because he's kind of awesome. I'm sure they sent him another award, too.
I'm sure they did.
Or one of the people from back there takes it out of her hands. Like, this is Dwayne's.
Awkward.
Exactly. Well, there you go. That's going to do it for your least of these. Thank you, Lady Rock.
Oh, what's this? An email? For me?
Wally@wayfm.com. That's how you can always email me with whatever's on your mind, like Chief Josh did. I was talking about flying home the other day and being on a plane where they were bringing a fallen soldier's body home to his family. And it was really cool. They did the water cannon salute, and people had a moment of respect and honor. It was just a really cool thing to be a part of. And it was interesting because Chief Josh here from Louisville in the airport authority was saying they take those things very seriously, and his department is tasked with that. And he really appreciated the fact that we had that conversation on the air to remind people about the sacrifice and the patriotism and how it's a good thing, you know. So that was awesome. And he also said, if I'm ever there, he'll take me for a ride on a fire truck. So
yes,
you can come too, Rock.
I just want to pull the horn and make the horn. You know?
I know, it'd be fantastic.
Do the sirens scare people.
This is interesting. This is from Chloe. Says, hey, I don't know if you know this or not, but y'all have 1,300 followers on Pinterest.
On Pinterest?
We have a Pinterest page, believe it or not.
Wait a minute. I'm over our social media, and I didn't even know this.
You don't even know this, because what happened is years ago, we had a boss that was like, Pinterest is going to be the next big thing. You got to be on Pinterest. I'm like, dude, that's for making crafts and pinning things. Like, no. Yeah. So as a joke, we just started putting up pictures of wolf shirts. So anywhere you were out, we asked people to send us pictures of people wearing wolf shirts, and it caught on, apparently, but that was all we ever did on Pinterest. We never posted anything else other than that. And so, no, we don't actively do this.
Should we do anything with it?
I don't know. It seems like we might have. It's one more social media feed for you to monitor, Rock.
I don't want to do it.
Okay.
Pinterest? I know. Nobody's on Pinterest except everyone's mom.
But if you do see a person wearing a wolf shirt in the wild and you want to share it with us on Instagram, feel free.
That's true.
We
check Instagram.
Still love to see them. Still love to see those. And if you ever want to email me, it's just wally@wayfm.com. FM, this is the Wally Show, and there's only so much time in the regular radio show to do stuff, and that's why we have our Aftercast. It's a podcast you can get for free wherever you get your podcasts or at wayfm.com, but it's where we spend a little extra time with the things we didn't get to during the show. We open it up for questions from people, too. We do, like, birthday shout-outs, but the price of that is you got to ask us a question. I love that part, actually.
Because sometimes you talk about things that you never even thought about.
Yeah, and people ask us questions, and we learn a little something about each other sometimes that not even we knew.
If you had to play any sport as an alternative career, what sport would you pick and why?
Lady Rock.
I would go with a rodeo clown.
Oh, I love that. I always wanted to be that when I was a kid.
You did?
I did, really. I didn't want to be the rodeo guy. I wanted to be the clown.
Well, I think it would be fun. I can just sit in a barrel, roll around a few times.
Yeah.
I might meet a cute cowboy.
There you go.
Nice.
Not my reasons. I wanted to be a rodeo clown because I thought it was really fun. You're living on that edge of danger, you know, kind of thing. Mm. And you're like right in this bull's face and you're just trying to slip by it and stuff. And I always thought that challenge was way cooler than just riding on the back of the thing.
For like 8 seconds.
Yeah. And the rodeo clowns are the guys that save the guy's life. So you got a little hero complex in there as well. And I love that the clowns, though, they run in, or they call them bullfighters now to make it cooler and less derogatory, I guess. To who, clowns or bullfighter clowns? I don't know. Somebody was offended, I'm sure.
The Clown Association.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not just a clown.
Yeah, I don't know who was offended, but I guarantee you that's why they changed the name. Somebody was upset on one side of that story. The Aftercast has some rants from time to time, too, about
some
political incorrectness that drives me crazy. And so I'm sure that's where that one ended up. I could feel it going there.
It always does.
Yeah. And so, hey, if you want to get our Aftercast, our podcast, you can get them for free at wayfm.com or wherever you get your podcast from.
I saw that going differently in my mind.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Welcome to Mind Blown!
Mind Blown!
It's an early Christmas present for you because my gift to you is making you the smartest person in any room you enter, okay?
Yeah, but that's coming from one of the dumbest people I know.
Some would say. One has said. So I have some things just tucked away in my brain that from time to time I like to share with you that could help you out, but I like to challenge myself. So Betty Rock, you just give me a topic and I will bust out a nugget of wisdom that you can use in your conversation.
Well, I know that I claim I don't like drama.
Right.
But I'm here for it.
Sure.
So celebrities have all kinds of drama. Tell me something about celebrities.
Okay, that's good. Because a lot of times people don't want to talk about politics at a party.
Ugh.
But they all want to talk about celebrities. Well, I can almost combine two here and sneak in a little thing.
Okay. Tell me.
Did you know that in the early 2000s, actor Russell Crowe was followed for nearly 2 years by the FBI?
What?
I know, right?
Why?
I've got you. I just set the hook, Gavin. Now I'm ready to reel her in.
What did he do?
Okay, it's not what Russell Crowe did.
Oh.
It was what Al-Qaeda did.
What? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Al-Qaeda had a plot to kidnap Russell Crowe as part of a cultural destabilization plot, and we never heard about it. But for 2 years, it was on the radar.
Did Russell Crowe know about this?
Yes, he did.
So he knew the FBI was
following him and protecting him. Yes. Because of
Al-Qaeda. Why wouldn't they choose someone like a little weakling, a little skinny guy?
I don't think Russell would have destabilized us.
I don't know. But I can't speak into the mind of terrorists because I don't know it. But Russell, I can just tell you these little nuggets. That
Russell Crowe could beat someone up.
He's an actor. They fake punch.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's one. You know what? I'm feeling like I'm on a roll. Gavin, give me another one.
I think it would be ironic if you had a nugget of wisdom about irony itself.
Ah.
How about that?
Okay. All right. I got you. Like this one right off the top of my head, because I love irony.
That's ironic.
Who founded North Face. You know North Face, the brand?
Jackets.
Yeah, jackets. They're like
good brand.
Designed to keep you warm in the midst of even the coldest temperatures. He died from hypothermia after a kayaking accident. Too soon to laugh, Gavin.
Sorry.
It was only 2015.
What was he wearing?
Not a North Face jacket, apparently. Yeah. Look at Betty Rock's face, see?
That's
why we do this.
It's ironic.
You're at a Christmas party, and somebody walks in with a nice jacket, and you see it's a North Face. You go, did you know? And you just leave with that. See, I'm telling you, I'm going to make you the smartest person in any room you walk into as long as you listen.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And be sure to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.